Blog Talk Radio. For all this. Listen, y'all know that I'm kind of an observant person. I find revelation in everything. If you go to an amusement park, look at the roller coasters. There are two types of roller coaster riders. There's one like me, who's very quiet, holds on to the bar real tight. And then you have another one, they just throw up their hands and scream, ah! The weird part about it is me, who's sitting there trying to be all cool about it. Yeah. And I'm holding everything in. I'm feeling all those drops way more than the people that have their hands up shouting. And it just seems like in this season, it just seems like God is purposely putting me through a little bit of roller coaster action, some rises and some falls, just to see if for once I was just, ah! Jesus!
Father God, I thank you for everybody that's under the sound of my voice tonight, God. I thank you for them, God, and I pray, Lord God, that they will get something they need tonight, Lord God, from the word that you have put in my mouth, God. I ask that you give me the strength to deliver this message the way that you gave it to me, God. Feed your people tonight, God, God, that they may be blessed. Whether they're listening live right now, Lord God, whether they're listening to the replay, or perhaps they're listening on iTunes or on the podcast, God. I pray over them, God, that they will receive on tonight. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Welcome to Prolific Fire, everybody. I'm your humble host, Prophet Stacy. The songs that I just played, the first song was Cycles. The second song was Roller Coasters. And both songs are by Jonathan McReynolds from his new CD that he just put out. Thank you, everybody, for being here on tonight. I appreciate you. Before I get into tonight's text, I'm going to give you some background information, and we're going to slide right on into the text. Jacob had been working for his uncle Laban, and Laban thought it unfair that his nephew, of all people, should be working for him for nothing, just because they're relatives. So he said to Jacob, "Tell me your wages. What do you want for the work you're doing?" Now Laban had two daughters. Leah, the older daughter, had weak eyes. It was not as attractive as Rachel, the younger daughter. Rachel was younger, she was lovely, and Jacob was completely in love with her. He didn't feel that way about Leah, though. So it's only natural that as payment for all the work he had done and was doing, Jacob would ask Laban for Rachel's hand in marriage. So the ceremony took place. in verses 25 of Genesis 29, which is our foundational text tonight. Verses 25 through 35 of Genesis 29 from the NIV picks up beginning with the morning after. When morning came, there was Leah. So Jacob said to Laban, "What is this you have done to me? I served you for Rachel, didn't I? Why have you deceived me?" Laban replied, "It's not our custom to give the younger daughter in marriage before the older one. Finish this daughter's bridal week. Then we will give you the younger one also in return for another 7 years of work." And Jacob did so. He finished the week with Leah. And then Laban gave him his daughter Rachel to be his wife. Laban gave his servant Bilhah to his daughter Rachel as her attendant. Jacob made love to Rachel also, and his love for Rachel was greater than his love for Leah. And he worked for Laban another 7 years. When the Lord saw that Leah was not loved, he enabled her to conceive, but Rachel remained childless. Leah became pregnant and gave birth to a son. She named him Reuben, for she said, "It is because the Lord has seen my misery. My husband will love me now." She conceived again, and when she gave birth to a son, she said, "Because the Lord has heard that I am not loved, he gave me this one too." So she named him Simeon. Again she conceived, and when she gave birth to a son, she said, "Now at last my husband will become attached to me, because I have borne him 3 sons. So she named him Levi. She conceived again, and when she gave birth to a son, she said, "This time I will praise the Lord." So she named him Judah. Then she stopped having children. Notice that every time Leah gave birth, she had something to say, as though she felt the need to justify her actions. Beloved, what is it that you spend your time justifying? Because even though God enabled you to conceive, even though he gave you the ability to do whatever you're doing, you know you're misusing it. Leah misused the ability to conceive. She used sex with Jacob, conceiving and having child after child as a way of coping with the misery of her current situation. But don't you dare judge her. Don't you dare judge my girl for doing whatever she had to do in the moment to cope. Don't you dare judge her when you're not happy and doing whatever you can do to cope yourself. Coping mechanisms. Tonight's message. Coping mechanisms. Tonight's message. Hear me. Sex with your spouse is not wrong. Sex with your spouse is not wrong for those of you who are married. But if you're only engaging in the act, only doing what you're doing just to cope with the dysfunction of the mess, the dysfunction of the situation you created or you found yourself in, God has a problem with that. God has a problem with that because he wants to be the one to help you cope with whatever it is. God has a problem with that because he wants to be the one to help you cope with whatever it is. God is a safe place to hide. God is a safe place to hide, ready to help when we need him. Psalms 46:1 from the Message Bible. Praise the Lord. Praise God, our Savior. For each day he carries us in his arms. Psalms 68:19, New Living Translation. But love, God is carrying you even now. Though you don't always feel his strength and you fall short in trying to cope with things on your own. Somebody may feel like hell right now. But remember, God is a God that will be with you even if you make your bed in hell. If you're laying, staying, or just feeling stuck, whatever you're doing, God is there. And speaking of staying, in tonight's text, Leah used sex as a way to cope. Leah used sex as a way to cope with the fact that, number one, she was not attractive. She was not as attractive as her younger sister. Number two, she had a weakness that was noticeable. Number three, her husband was in love with another woman who just happened to be her very own sister. Number four, Leah used sex as a way to cope with the fact that she chose to stay in a loveless marriage. She chose to stay in a loveless marriage. If you're the only one in love, then guess what? You're in a loveless marriage too. Now, I can't say that Jacob was cheating on Leah with her sister, because back in that day, it was perfectly legal to have multiple wives. But somebody, just because what they're doing to you is legal, does that make it right? Especially when it hurts so bad. Somebody, just because what they're doing to you is legal, does that make it right? Especially when it hurts so bad. Coping mechanisms. The cycles we go through and the things we use to help us cope. Just ask any female, and most will tell you, cycles hurt. Cycles hurt. Going through the same thing month after month, feeling uncomfortable and just irritated with the whole process can be enough to make you grab some Aleve, some ibuprofen or something, anything just to cope. My mind goes back to my favorite uncle and how he used to literally take a handful of bad aspirin every morning. But when his wife would ask, "What's wrong?" he would always say, "Nothing." And she'd accuse him of being addicted to the pills in his hand. Proverbs 14 and 13 from the Amplified says, "Even in laughter, the heart may be in pain." This scripture simply means you don't know what that other person is going through. You don't know why they're coping the way that they're coping. You don't know why they're doing, because even in laughter, the heart may be in pain. And the end of joy may be grief. Again, that's Proverbs 14, 13 from the Amplified. He said nothing. He said nothing, but now that I'm a lot older, I realize the aspirin was just his way of coping with the cycles that life was taking him through. He said nothing because there are times when words don't help the situation. And I know somebody tonight can testify. I know I can testify. There are times when words just don't help the situation. And no, I'm not trying to justify his actions the way that Leah in tonight's foundational text seemed to feel the need to justify her every action every time she gave birth. I know abusing pills. I know misusing sex and drinking alcohol to the point of drunkenness. I know that's wrong. I know it is. Because I'm convinced, I don't know about nobody else, but I'm convinced that in Genesis 9, maybe Noah's hangover was not accidental. Think about it. Nobody was in the tent with him when he did all that wine tasting and ended up drunk. Only God knows if he was really using the wine to cope with a bigger issue or not. So I'm not trying to justify anything. I'm just saying that words don't always help. The Bible says a gentle answer turns away wrath. But here's where we miss it. The Bible says that a gentle answer turns away wrath. It says it turns it away, not it keeps it away. The rest of the verse says, but a harsh word stirs up anger. Proverbs 15 and 1 from the NIV. Somebody under the sound of my voice, you are not misusing sex. You are not popping pills or getting drunk. But you do walk around the house for days saying nothing. But you do. Oh, yes, you walk around the house for days saying nothing. You are literally taking the quote, "If I don't have anything good to say, don't say anything at all," to another level. You are literally taking that thing to another level. Somebody saying nothing is the way you cope with the hurtful cycle, the changes going on in your home. It's your way of trying to keep the peace in your home, on the job, etc. He said nothing. You're walking around the house saying nothing. But oh, how I wish that Leah in tonight's foundational text would have opened her mouth and said something, other than when she seemed to find the need to justify her actions. She felt like she had to justify her actions. She said something then. But oh, how I wish she had opened her mouth and said something other than trying to justify her actions. But love, don't remain silent, taking it all on yourself when it's not your fault. But love, don't remain silent, taking it all on yourself when it's not your fault. It was not Leah's fault that she was placed in a loveless marriage. All she did was be born first. And as the oldest, it was customary that she get married before her sister. The situation you're in, it may not be your fault, but it is your choice. It may not be your fault, but it is your choice how you act, how you respond, the things you choose to do now that you're in a situation. The situation you're in, it may not be your fault, but it is your choice how you act, how you respond, the things you choose to do now that you're in the situation. And no, misusing sex, popping pills, and getting drunk is not the answer. Oh, how I wish Leah would have opened her mouth and said something to God. You just don't know how I wish Leah had opened her mouth and said something to God. Leah was in the perfect position, I mean a perfect position, to shift things in her favor. Had she just said something to God, many of you are in a perfect position to shift your situation too, and you don't even know it. You don't know how to fight back, so the situation is literally overwhelming you. You do not know how to fight back, so the situation is literally overwhelming you. Y'all better read your Bible and get a revelation for yourself. The Bible talks about the blessing being on the firstborn son, the tithe. What is a tithe? The first tenth of your money. The Bible talks about the blessing being on the first of the day. The blessing is on the first. Therefore, my girl Leah may not have been cute, but she was the first. Legally, she was Jacob's first wife. You see, sometimes you have to come to God with what you know. You have to come to God with what you know you got going for you. And to discover what that is, you must get in the Word for real and ask the Holy Spirit to reveal what you're missing. Of course, the devil will have you thinking you don't have anything good going for you, but the devil is a liar. Leah was the first. That's what she had going for herself. And if I were her, this is how I would have fought back. Father God, you see me. You see me. You know I'm in a situation I didn't ask for. But now that I'm in it, I've fallen head over heels for a man that is my husband. Now, I mean no disrespect to my sister, nor do I hold any malice in my heart against her. I know you see my heart. Your eyes are on my heart because you said in 1 Samuel 16 to look at the heart and not appearance. You know I hold nothing against her. This is not even about her, God. You know I hold nothing against her. Circumstances has forced me to be jealous of her, but I don't hate her. Because she's my sister. I'm just a woman fighting to hold on to my family. I'm just a woman fighting to hold on to her family. I have kids with this man. God, if things don't change when they're older, how am I going to explain to my kids? My kids, God, how am I going to explain to my kids that their daddy prefers their Aunt Rachel to me? I am his first wife. I'm not asking you, Father God, to break the law because it is lawful for him to have more than one wife. Just make me first in his heart. You said the blessing is always normally on the firstborn son, the tithe, the first 10%, the first of the day, commanding those who want to seek you early in the early hours of the day while you may be found. Well, here I am, seeking you early. I know I'm not the firstborn son, but I am the first wife. And that's got to count for something, God. Bless me, Father. Put your blessing on me. Bless me until he looks over my weakness. Bless me until I look good in his eyes. Bless me until I'm no longer loveless. Bless me so that my kids will not grow up feeling second best. Or fatherless altogether. Things in my favor. Thank you, Father. Amen. Leah could have shifted that situation. She could have shifted that situation. So what if she wasn't the cutest sister? There are a lot of handsome men with ugly women. So what if she wasn't the cutest sister? Because there are a lot of handsome men out there with ugly women. Why is that? Because that ugly woman, as ugly as she is, she knows something. She's anointed to do something that you, with your cute self, won't do. The same thing goes for beautiful women with ugly men. He may be ugly, but he knows something. He's anointed to do something that you with your handsome self won't do. Learn how to fight. You better learn how to fight. Somebody under the sound of my voice, you got too much going on in your life to be passive. You better learn how to fight. And it came to pass when the evil spirit from God was upon Saul that David took a harp and played with his hand. So Saul was refreshed and was well. He was refreshed and he was well. And the evil spirit departed from him. 1 Samuel 16:23, King James Version. Some of you have spouses. Some of you have spouses, siblings, loved ones you know are being tormented. But what are you doing? You're watching divorce court. You're watching reality TV. When the reality is what's going on in your house, when the reality is what's going on in your house, what's going on in your family. You don't have time to watch divorce court. You don't have time to watch reality TV. Like David, you should be playing some worship music in the atmosphere to break the power of the evil spirit that has surfaced. But guess what? It's 2018, so you don't have to literally play an instrument, but put on a worship CD and just let it play while they ain't at home. Just let it play while they ain't at home. Then turn it off a little bit before you know they get home and watch. Turn it off a little bit before you know they're going to get home and watch. The evil spirit will either lift or adjust. The evil spirit will either lift or adjust, or they just won't be able to stay in the room. Either way, you're winning. Keep it up. Don't quit. Prophetess Pace said she used to lay her hands on her husband's pet. On a pair of her husband's pants and pray, decreeing and declaring that her husband will be faithful and not share that certain part of his body meant for her with another woman. See, that's knowing how to fight. You better learn how to fight. Coping mechanisms. You can cope. You don't need a dysfunctional sex life to cope. You don't need pills or alcohol. And you don't need to be walking around keeping your mouth closed, walking around saying nothing. But you need to learn how to fight. Had Leah learned how to fight, she could have had Jacob, her husband, come into her instead of her chasing him sexually. I'm just saying. At this time, if there's anybody on the phone lines desiring prayer, you can just mash one, and I will be glad to pray with you tonight. Thank you once again, everybody, for joining. I pray you got something out of the message that was specifically for you. Once again, if you desire prayer, just press 1 on your phone, and I will be glad to pray with you on tonight. Okay, I see there are no live prayer requests tonight. But you can always call or text me for prayer or Bible-based consultation by calling 865-408-8690. That's 865-408-8690, or you can email prolificfire@gmail.com. Or you can go to the website prolificfireministry.com. You can leave a prayer request that way. Also, if you're somebody in need of salvation, be sure to stop by the website and learn more about salvation. You will be led in the prayer of salvation through the website as well, and stay connected with the ministry. You can find me on social media at Prolificfire on Twitter, at Prophet Stacia on Instagram, and like the Prolificfire Ministry Facebook page. Join me Friday night. You don't have to wait till Monday. No, join me Friday night for prayer and prophecy on Faith on the Line with Prophetess Pate. I will be back this Friday for prayer and prophecy, so join me then, 8 Eastern, 7 Central, 5 Pacific, by calling the same number that many of you called tonight, which is 347-426-3782. 347-426-3782. The phone line will be open to pray with you on that night as well. Then join me right back here on Prolific Fire when the message will be the power of thank you. The message will be the power of thank you. Once again, everybody, I truly appreciate you. Have a blessed, awesome night. I'm out.